Thank you. Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Use one of my favorite phrases from a cartoon show from about a million and a half, maybe a million and a quarter years ago, Rocky and Bullwinkle. There was a little duo on there on that show that would see something unusual, and one would look at the other and say, "There's something you don't see every day, Chauncey." To which Chauncey would reply, "What's that, Edgar?" "Well, Edgar, here's the deal. In the last two nights, we have seen shutouts at Hodgetown in Amarillo, and that is what really, and I mean really, unusual. In fact, we did the numbers, and I was asking Corey Hilburn last night, the media relations director for the Sod Poodles, just how rare it is. Well, on Thursday night, the Sod Poodles shut out the Rockhounds 4-0. It was the ninth shutout that the Sod Poodles have thrown here at home since they joined the league, and then this ballpark basically inaugurated in 2019. The Rockhounds returned the favor last night. 8-0 was the final, and that is only the sixth time the Sod Poodles have been shut out at home. Now, so that's 9 shutouts they have thrown. They've been shut out 6 times. That's 15 shutouts. Now, they began play in 2019, and by my arithmetic, and I think it's correct because I stole it from other people, the Sod Poodles have played 279 home games. So before the back-to-back shutouts, the last two nights, before that, Hodgetown had averaged 1 shutout every 21.3 games, and now we see them back-to-back. You just never know what you're going to see. Brady Basso, I would think, had to have turned in the finest performance of his professional career. He's gone 6 innings now 3 times, all of them with the Rockhounds, but this time no runs allowed, 3 base hits. He walked 2, which is actually out of profile. He had only walked 1 batter in 19 and a third coming in, but he gave up only 3 hits, 2 walks. He struck out 6. The Hounds backed him with really good defense, too. We'll get to that. A 16-hit attack. Jacob Wilson went 4-for-5. That is his third 4-hit game. Back-to-back solo home runs from Brendan Malone and Junior Perez, and a 2-run home run from Colby Thomas along the way. Shane McGuire entered the game as a pinch hitter, got a 2-run double. Jack Winkler with an RBI single that capped the scoring in the ballgame. That game, though, 8-0, and it sounds very lopsided, and by the end it was. But early on, it was scoreless. The Rockhounds did not break the scoreless tie until Jacob Wilson's RBI single in the fifth. But in the second inning, with 2 on and 2 out, a ball hit to deep center field. Just a remarkable play by Denzel Clark. I was talking with Gregorio Petit and Paul Abbott, Rockhounds pitching coach. Steve Scarsoni, former Rockhounds manager and still roving with the A's, one of the planet's really good people. And just talking with each of those guys about that play was just stunning. 2 on, 2 out. Logan Warmoth hits a ball to deep right center field. Toughest part of this ballpark defensively for an outfielder, it's where the batter's eye meets the edge of the grass berm. It really forms a corner in deep right center field, and there's also additional warning track down there. Well, Denzel made a tremendous diving catch that saved 2 runs when the game was still scoreless. So last night, a case really of all 3 elements, pitching, hitting, and outstanding glove work as the Rockhounds square the series at 2 games apiece. Frisco, by the way, fell last night, so the Rockhounds in Frisco back to a tie in the South Division at 15-10. San Antonio now 13-12, couple of games back. Amarillo's 10-15, they're only 5 games back. Corpus Christi got a win last night. Hooks have struggled a bit, they're 8-17, so they're 7 games out as we play game number 26 of this half tonight. By the way, Springfield on top now by 2 games again in the North Division, and the Cardinals, who the Hounds will see very soon, have the league's best record at 17-8. Well, it is, of course, May the 4th, so it's May the 4th being with you. Boy, that's hard to say because you feel like you're messing it up. Sod Poodle's about to take the diamond pitching matchup. First pitch on the way from Amarillo after this from Bud Light.
Really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Sod Poodle's taking the diamond, and yep, Star Wars night, May the 4th, be with you. See, you say that, and it's correct, and it just feels absolutely wrong. Pitching matchup this evening, Jameson Hill will go for the Sod Poodles. Jameson, been around a little bit, been a talented guy. He was on the prospect list, I think, a time or two along the way. 0-1 with a 9 ERA on this season, making his fifth start, his second against the Rockhounds. Gunnar Hoglund has been, I think you could say, kind of quietly very good for the Rockhounds. 2-1, very respectable 4.39 earned run average. Makes his sixth appearance, his fifth as a starter, does Gunner, and he will face the Sod Poodles for the second time on this season. And the series even up at two games apiece. We've got a Sunday matinee coming up tomorrow. And I think an honor guard now to present the colors. Tomorrow, by the way, 1:05 will be our start time for the series finale. Rockhounds jumped out to the lead in this set 14-4 on opening night. And from then on, boy, the next couple of games, Sod Poodles really shut the Hounds down 7-3 and 4-0 before the Hounds got the 8-0 shutout last night. I think we're just about set for a Star-Spangled Banner. Colors being presented out in front of home plate by the Honor Guard. Very cool setting, by the way. And now we'll take you downstairs for the singing of the National Anthem. They had. That was powerfully sung, Star-Spangled Banner, this evening from Amarillo. So the Honor Guard will march the colors off, and they presented them. Kind of unusual. Don't know that I've ever seen that. Just a little bit out in front of home plate, just out in front of the batting circle. And the colors now marched off the diamond here. Going to be breezy, going to be cool, very similar to what we saw last night. Wind has certainly had its share of effect, which it usually does here. Going to start this game at about 63 degrees, and the wind not quite 20 miles an hour, but flirting with it. And that's where we've been in about three of the five games so far in this series. So it's Jamison Hill, right-hander for the Sod Poodles. Gunnar Hoagland, right-hander for the Rockhounds. Hounds made a lineup change about 90 seconds ago. So we'll double-check that on the card so that the information we give you will be correct. Jamison Hill, baseball in hand. He'll throw the first pitch of the game right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
We have overcast skies, a little bit of sunshine trying to break through. So a little bit of shadow and sunlight on the ball in the diamond. Not a whole lot, though. Again, mostly a dome of gray, but a little bit of sunshine, 63 degrees. And the wind, boy, it has really been coming and going. The flag's almost motionless now. Got up to 17 miles an hour not very long ago. So the wind a little bit on the schizophrenic side here this evening in Amarillo. We'll see what will unfold as this game goes along. Jamison Hill going to the hill, as mentioned, to make his fifth start of the season, second against the Rockhounds. He'll face this lineup with Jacob Wilson leading it off. Well, Jacob took the collar a couple of nights ago, came back with a four-hit game last evening. He's at shortstop leading it off. Cooper Bowman will bat second and play second. Cooper at second base. Colby Thomas, two-run home run last night. The left fielder batting third. Colby Thomas is in left. Shane McGuire will get the call behind the plate. He will bat cleanup. Shane McGuire behind the dish. Brennan Malone batting fifth at first base. Brennan Malone, the first baseman. Here's Jacob Wilson. Here's Jamison Hill. And from Hodgetown in Amarillo, let's play some Saturday baseball. First pitch swung on, sent out to shortstop. That'll be handled by Chen, and SP with a throw to first base. One pitch, one swing, and one ground out to shortstop. One away. Cooper Bowman to the plate for the Hounds. Jason Rosario, as of just a few minutes ago, added to the lineup in place of Junior Perez. He will bat sixth in right field. Jason Rosario. Jack Winkler will bat seventh at third base. Jack Winkler, and he's been swinging the bat really well. He'll bat seventh. Jack at third base. Pitch to Cooper Bowman. Maybe inside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Denzel Clark in center field, batting eighth and playing the eighth position. He's been there last, week or so pretty consistently in that eighth spot. Pitch to Cooper is a strike on the outside edge, and it's one ball and one strike to the Hounds second baseman. And Caden Trinkle will be the DH. He'll round it out, batting ninth. Caden Trinkle, Hounds designated hitter. 1-1 to Cooper. Swings and misses. Chased one down to the dirt. Count goes one ball and two strikes. Cooper at 161. Has hits in a couple of games now. I don't know that that's a streak, so I don't know that you worry about jinxing that, but again, good to see. As guys, you really want to get on base. We have a pitch clock violation. So it's 2-2. Our home plate umpire, by the way, is Kyle Stutz. And Green Knight chuckled right there. Steve Scarsoni, who is here with the Hounds again, roving instructor these days for the A's. Pitch swung on that ball, hit high in the air to shallow center field. Bermuda Triangle possibilities, but nope, there to make the play is Christian Robinson, the right fielder. Tim Towle went out after that. Center fielder Patino came in, but it was Robinson jogging in from right field, makes the catch in shallow right center, two away. Steve was saying he was getting a kick out of it. The home plate umpire when you indicate the, say, a pitch clock violation, whatever it might be, you turn normally and look right back at the press box behind home plate. And Kyle does, and then, of course, he realizes there is no press box behind home plate here. Swinging a bouncer foul off the bat of Colby Thomas, it's 0-1. So Steve kind of did the impression of it, so the home plate umpire, bless his heart, he wanted to communicate the information, so he has to turn and look down the right field line and give the pitch clock violation. There's a check swing strike as Colby chased one to the dirt. And the count quickly 0-2. Nobody on, two out in the top of the first inning. If you turn back behind home plate, there's just fans. It's just fans and sweets. We're down here, Kyle. We're down here. Pitch on the way, swung on. Lifted in the air to shallow left center field. This one again, this may be tough. And over the shoulder, Timmy Tawa handles that. Tim Tawa with a terrific over-the-shoulder catch on the run. Colby Thomas with a pop-up into shallow center field. And Tawa makes a really good play. That one looked like it just might drop. But instead, the Hounds go in order. And we have played a half inning of Saturday baseball here at Hodgetown. Rockhounds scoreless, and against right-hander Gunnar Hoglund, the Sod Poodles are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one-, two-, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Tim Tawa made that really nice catch in shallow center. He leads it off against Gunnar Hoglund, bottom half of the first inning in Amarillo. Gunner with a first pitch, swung on that, sent to third base, and Jack Winkler makes a nice play, spins and got him for that 270-degree spin, range to his left, made the play right around the shoe tops. Well, we've seen some good defense. First four batters up, two of them have been handled on really nice glove work. One away for A.J. Vukovic. He's the left fielder, batting in the two spot. Vukovic, Kevin Graham, DH of that third, Graham, the designated hitter. Called strike to Vukovic on the outside half. Remind myself that Kyle Stutz will make the verbal call before the indicator with the right arm on strike calls. Don't want to jump the gun. Pitching a pop foul right over our heads and out of play. 0-2. So Graham batting third, the DH. Davis and De Los Santos batting in the cleanup spot, the first baseman De Los Santos. Ivan Melendez batting fifth at third base. Melendez in the five spot and batting fifth. Swinging a foul back by Vukovic. Count stays 0-2. J.J. D'Orazio catching and batting sixth. D'Orazio behind the plate. Wildered Patino in the seventh spot in center field. Patino is in center. Christian Robinson batting eighth in right field. Robinson is in right. And Shenping Chen, the shortstop, batting ninth. Chen at short. Pitch high and away for a ball. 1-2. Tawa, Vukovic, and Graham. De Los Santos, Melendez, and D'Orazio. Patino, Robinson, and Chen for the Sod Poodles. Pitch from Gunner. Drops to the dirt. The count goes even now. 2-2. Vukovic, a 266 hitter with power and speed. Hoagland, big, deep breath. Gunner with a stretch and pitch. And up, down, and away. Ball three. So three balls and two strikes. Hoagland, 2-1, 4.39 earned run average. Numbers across the board, really very good. Stretch and pitch, and that's a hard hit ball up middle. Jacob flags it down. Wilson throws and got him. Jacob Wilson, slap a little leather up the middle. There have been five batters in this game. We have seen three outstanding plays. Boy, that's the best of them. Or at least, well, I would think so. That ball was hit behind the bag, up the middle sharply. Jacob made a sliding stop, popped up through, and got Vukovic. Remember, A.J. runs really well. In steps Kevin Graham, checks his string, his swing, takes a strike, 0-1. That's a good play anyway, but when you have a fast base runner, as was the case there, it was all the better. Pitch to Graham, just down and in, one ball and one strike. Graham at 365, among the league's best. Outfielder by trade, DH in this one. Hoagland's pitch. Just missed inside, it appeared. Two balls, one strike again. We set up the first baseline, so inside, outside, very tough to tell. And a pretty good look at up and down, but east-west, not so much. Pitch is fouled high in the air near the plate. And this may stay in fair territory. It's going to be Jack Winkler. He will play it. Yep, in fair territory. So Graham pops out to Jack Winkler. Boy, six up, six down to start this game. And 50% of the outs coming on just really good defensive plays. Hello, how are you? After one in Amarillo, no score.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Well, this week at Hodgetown is, boy, nearing an end. Tomorrow afternoon, 1:05 to wrap up this series. And to the kind of the oddity, the Rockhounds come back here only once, and that's for three games. That'll be the 4th of July week. These teams will play July 1st through 6th, and it'll be a split series in terms of site. July 1, 2, and 3 here, July 4, 5, and 6 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. But that's the only other trip in for the Rockhounds. The schedule has a couple of pretty notable flaws. I think you really should play at least two full series at each of the division rivals, both home and road. Hounds will go to Frisco on the next road trip, for example, and they don't go back. Kind of strange, but all in all, again, that schedule without those Mondays off, believe me, it has changed the look of the schedule for sure. So one more tomorrow. Hounds are home next week before starting that road trip that will include Frisco and start in Springfield, Missouri. Hounds will host Tulsa. We'll tell you a little more about what's coming up in that homestand. It begins Tuesday morning when the kids invade Rockytown, and I mean invade in the nicest of ways. Shane McGuire leads it off. We go to the second. Picks up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. It was a scoreless game highlighted by terrific plays through the first inning of this ball game. Shane, left-handed hitter, he's the catcher. Pitch, that's a called strike, 1-1. Daniel Susak, don't know the nature of the injury. I'll check with G tomorrow. I should have done that today, and we got on to other things. But Daniel Susak came out of the game late yesterday. It's to Shane Lowen in. Shane had a modest five-game hit streak. Came in, got one at bat, got a two-run double. It's a nice way to extend a streak, is it? Pitch, maybe inside, three balls, one strike, 3-1 to Shane McGuire. He is having a solid year. He's hit up now to 293. Couple of home runs, 8 driven in. Defensive work, as always, has been outstanding. Mr. Shane fouled straight back, and the count goes full to the Hounds catcher 3-2. Daniel Susak, and don't know exactly what happened on the play, but a foul tip, I believe, got him. And he was visiting with Eric Fast, the athletic trainer, and Gregorio Petit for a long while at the plate, saving the game. It's a swing and a miss. Pitch down in the zone. McGuire doesn't strike out all that much, but he's out on strikes here, and Jameson Hill with the game's first whiff. And here is Brendan Malone. Brendan with a home run in last night's game. Well, Daniel stayed in the game last night, but then came out an inning or so later. Shane McGuire pinch hit for him and then caught the rest of the way and is catching here. Pitch down low to Brennan. The guys who are not necessarily in the game are all wearing jackets or sweatshirts. Understandable, chilly. But I think Daniel went out and warmed up Gunnar Hoagland while Shane was getting the gear on. So hopefully nothing that will keep him out. Pitch down and away 2-0. Nobody on, one man down. Top half of the second, no score. Brendan Malone at the plate, 244 on the season. Right-handed hitter waits, swings, and sends a bouncer toward third. Foul ball. That'll go to Gregorio Petit. Slip that into the Amarillo dugout gently. Two balls and one strike is a count. This time of the evening, sun is usually starting to terrorize the right fielder, but just glimmers of sunlight this evening. Pitch up high for a ball, 3-1, so a 3-1 count here. Again, the breeze, boy, not very much. The flag's barely unfurling, so somewhat unusual for Amarillo. Pitch swung on and missed. Count goes 3-2. Jameson Hill against the Hounds at Momentum Bank Ballpark had an evening kind of like Blake Beers did a couple of nights ago here. He gave up 8 hits and 4 and a third, but he also struck out 7 batters and walked only one. Pitch swung on, that's hard hit up the middle. A diving stop on the shortstop. Chen throws in. Got him! Another tremendous defensive play. Oh, these teams are flat out getting it. S.P. Chen with a diving stop. Brennan Malone, not necessarily base stealer type of speed, but he runs well. That's just another tremendous play. And here is Jason Rosario. And Jason, a late addition to the lineup. Swinging a foul straight back, and the count goes 0-1. No balls in a strike. Boy, the plays by Tawa and now Chen and Winkler and Wilson. This second inning, swinging a fly ball down the left field side. Fair foul. That ball will drop for a base hit. Inside out swing by Jason Rosario. Ball drops down the right field, or left field side, excuse me, with Vukovic getting there in a hurry. AJ relays it in, and so the fly ball left field line, and the game's first base runner is Jason Rosario, the guy who wasn't even in the lineup when we actually when we took the air. We got the news late, and Junior Perez a late scratch, and Rosario reaches base. Here's Jack Winkler. Right-handed hitting third baseman, and he takes a called strike, 0-1. Jack at 321, ranking among the top 10 in the Texas League. Been there almost all season long. Dropped out briefly, but only briefly. There's a home run, 13 driven in. Rosario taking the lead. Jason not going, swing and a miss. Quick 0-2 count here. So Winkler down to the count, 0-2 with one man on, two men down. Rosario, bright yellow base running mitt on. There's a pretty good lead. Pitch to Jack Lowen away for a ball. One ball and two strikes to count. Denzel Clark would follow here in the top of the second inning. No score. First base runner of the game. coming with a two-out single here in the second for the Hounds. Turn, toss over to first, and Rosario will dive back in. Jameson Hill on the year has yielded a lot of base hits, 31 hits in 18 innings. He's walked 7, struck out 15, and again, almost half of those strikeouts in his 4 starts coming in one game against the Hounds, and he gets another one here. Jack Winkler swings and misses a pitch in the dirt, and he is out, and the inning will come to an end. So a couple of strikeouts for Jameson Hill. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man is left on base. So to the bottom half of the second inning we go. Rockhounds got a base runner, but nothing to go with it. And after an inning and a half in Amarillo, no score.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Last half of the second inning and the middle third of the order, and that begins with a guy who's been, boy, front and center, certainly. Yeah, that's to say, I think, along with Jacob Wilson, see a couple others, but top players in the Texas League in 2024, Davison De Los Santos takes down low for a ball, does the big first baseman. Right-handed hitter takes, and that's a called strike from Gunnar Hoagland. One ball and one strike. It'll be De Los Santos, Ivan Melendez, and J.J. DeRozio in the Amarillo second. Gunnar with that three-piece delivery, if you will, a swing and a foul straight back, one and two. Broadcast location sits, as we mentioned, up the first baseline right on the edge of the right field grass, and the bullpen is basically almost right down below us between the stands and the foul line. Watching Gunnar kind of up close from our vantage point here as he was doing his pregame warm-up down and away here, 2-2. Look at that intriguing setup. Feeter pointed straight. The toe is pointed straight at the plate when he gets the sign. Pitch to De Los Santos up and in. 3-2. And then as he goes into the motion, the lead left foot picks it up a little bit, turns it to third base. Then the plant foot turns toward third base and then drives and delivers the pitch. Hunter gets a new baseball, ready to go. Full count to De Los Santos. A kick and pitch, and that ball is hit sharply up the middle, but Jacob Wilson again is there. Sets up throws and got him by a half step. Nope, one man down, and here is Ivan Melendez. Well, 3 ground ball outs for Gunnar Hoagland, but that's the first that's anywhere near routine. And here is Melendez, again a guy, unlike Davison De Los Santos, he's not hitting for average, doesn't have a ton of power yet. 4 home runs, 8 driven in, hitting .213, but he is dangerous. A swing and a miss comes up empty, 0-1. 25 strikeouts in 80 at-bats. That's not to the level of some of the guys who are struggling with Ks. Takes up high here, one ball and one strike. But again, just a 2.13 average for Melendez. I have a really strong swing and a miss, and the count now is 1-2. Mentioned Hounds have about three guys who were at that little bit above or below 50% strikeouts per at bat. A swing and a miss, and Melendez up and down on strikes here. And the Rockhounds in particular have really had Melendez's number in some ways. He's now 4-for-31. He has a homer, a double, and three RBIs, but that's 16 strikeouts and 31 at-bats against Hounds pitching for Melendez. Two up, two down for J.J. D'Orazio. Amarillo catcher takes low and away for a ball, 1-0. J.J. at 270. Good stretch and pitch ball, pop foul up and over the press box on our side of the ballpark, and the count is one ball and one strike. D'Orazio, the Amarillo catcher, former Toronto Blue Jay, as is Gunnar Hoglund. Gunnar misses here, and the count goes two balls and one strike. Gunner coming over in the Matt Chapman trade 2 years ago. Swing and a foul tip. Count goes 2-2. Gunner was the piggyback starter with Brady Basso opening night, now making his fifth start since. So his sixth appearance. Fifth as a starter. Twist and pitch and a bouncer toward third, and Jack Winkler will make the play. Sets up, throws, and got him. So Gunnar Hoglund, six up, six down, got some terrific help in that first inning, but he has four ground ball outs, a pop up, and a strikeout, and we have played a couple of innings. So I guess we better go out and double check if this really is Hodgetown. Shutouts on Thursday and Friday, and now after two innings here on Saturday evening from Amarillo, no score.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Well, so far, the terrific defensive plays outnumber base runners 4-1. We go to the top half of the third. Jason Rosario's single, the only base runner of the ball game. Denzel leads it off. We go to the top half of the third. Clark picks up high. Fastball for ball one. Denzel, 163, a home run, six driven in. Takes, and that'll get there inside corner, called strike, one ball and one strike. Again, 25 games in. This is game 26 of the season. Swing and a miss, comes up empty, 1-2. strikeout total is, well, it just has to be way in, I'm sure, on Denzel. 41 strikeouts, 86 at-bats. There's a stretching pitch by the right-hander that swung and fouled back. Count stays 1-2. And it said it the other day, we were doing just a little print piece. I mentioned it in one of our post-game wrap-ups, but you're a high prospect, and that means there are more eyes more squarely focused on you. And that number, as he takes down and away, count 2-2. So for Denzel to be at 163, a home run and six driven in, 25 games into the season. Just seems like there's a little spotlight on that the higher the prospect you are, and he's pretty much top five for the A's all the way around. Denzel swings and misses. He was out in front. Pitch down to the zone. Strikeout number three for Jameson Hill. Again, with Denzel, you just expect that corner to be turned, and so far he just hasn't. It was a breaking ball away, and it really fooled him. So one down for Caden Trinkle. Left-handed hitting DH, outfielder by Trey. Caden at 149. Pitch called strike. Boy, got there. About knee-high. Couldn't tell in and out from here, but boy, knee-high and at 0-1 count. So Jameson Hill is allowed just one base hit. Big swing and a miss. Caden comes up empty 0-2. Both Clark and Trinkle making just tremendous defensive plays in this series. Cadence did come in a loss, 7-3 on Wednesday, but just a brilliant bases-loaded catch in the right field corner. Swings and pops one up. Left side, this may be playable. Nope, going to get into the seats by about five rows or so. Count stays 0-2. This ballpark, one of the idiosyncrasies of it, a little characteristic is a better word for it. Down the left field line, I mean, there is virtually no foul territory and not much more. Maybe a tinch more in right field, but not much. If you're an outfielder, you cross that foul line, you've got about one step and maybe one step. The swing and a foul ball again. This one pursuing is Melendez. Will he get there near the tarp? And yes, he does. Makes the catch. Caden Trinkle fouls out to Ivan Melendez. So first time through the order for Jameson Hill, one hit, three strikeouts. Two outstanding defensive plays. And here's Jacob Wilson, bounced out to shortstop on the game's first pitch. So 413 the batting average up to the moment. Swings, and there's a fly ball in the shallow right field. Down the line, Tim Tawa, over the shoulder, nicely handled again. Tawa on the move, a step inside the foul line, shallow in right field. Tim Tawa handles that, and, well, Jacob Wilson has seen two pitches. He's liked them both, but he's bounced out and popped out, and the Hounds will go 1-2-3. So to the bottom of the third inning we go. What are we talking about here? Oh, yeah, Vinny Mazzaro. Guy who had just a remarkable season on the mound in our franchise retrospective.
The majority of our franchise's most notable individual performances have come at the plate. But the guys on the hill have had some great seasons in the sun as well. In 2008, Vin Mazzaro became the first and is still the only Cub, Angel, or Rockhound to be named Texas League Pitcher of the Year. In 22 starts, Vinny went 12-3 with a 1.90 ERA, the all-time franchise best, and a 1.10 whip while we're at it. He was very good at home, a 2.63 ERA, but absolutely stunning on the road, a 1.17 earned run average away from home. One very impressive part of Vin's season was that his ERA went down each month. He got tougher as the year went along, finishing with a 1.17 July ERA before a very well-earned promotion to AAA. His major league career included two very rough outings, one in particular with the Kansas City Royals, and one in what was his final big league appearance with the Giants. His career ERA was a respectable 4.79. Take away just those two rough outings, and the number drops to 4.36. There are guys making a boatload of money with ERAs in that neighborhood right now. His best season in the show was 2013, when he posted a sub-3 ERA in 57 appearances out of the Pirates bullpen. But the bottom line for our franchise, Vin Mazzaro's 2008 season was by far and without a doubt the finest in our 50-plus years.
And to the bottom half of the third inning we go here. And a swinging strike from Wilder Patino in the bottom half of the third underway. Amarillo and the Rockhounds are scoreless. Pitch from Gunner down and away. One ball and one strike. Christian Robinson and Chin-Pen Shen will follow here in the last of the third. Series tied at two games apiece. Pitch just missed. Maybe outside. Hounds lead the season set 6-4. And, of course, it's for the Oil Pan Trophy. Head-to-head between these two ball clubs. Twist and pitch by Gunner. Ball is hit high in the air, right back up over the section of the press box. Count two balls and two strikes to Patino. Gunner Hoagland mentioned his numbers really good across the board. 26 and two-thirds innings, 24 base hits, so he's a little under a hit per inning. 9 walks, 25 strikeouts. That's almost a 3-to-1 ratio. So the opposition hits .242 and a 1.24 whip. You can do pretty good things with numbers like that. Pitch sails up high, 3 balls and 2 strikes. He faces Wilder Patino here. Count is full. Runner from Hudson, Florida. Delivery swung on and sliced foul toward this side of the ball yard. Count stays 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gunner looks in, has a sign from Shane McGuire. Here's the 3-2 second time. Patino takes, and he is out on strikes. Not looking at a called third strike, and that's strikeout number 2 for Hoagland. One down in the inning for Christian Robinson. And early in his professional career, young man from the Bahamas, had some off-the-field issues, but the Diamondbacks allowed him to stay in the Arizona complex. Pitch up high for a ball 1-0, so get things back together personally, professionally, and a talented young outfielder. See him on most of the prospect list. Line drive center field. Denzel there. He'll make the catch. That was a well-hit ball. Line drive that Denzel didn't have to go very far to get to, but that was a line shot. I would think that's the best hit baseball of the game so far. And here is Chin-Peng Chen. Also goes by SP. Left-handed hitter. 147 is his batting average. He has 5 base hits, one of them a home run, and it came against the Rockhounds. Swinging a foul back 0-1. Sharing shortstop duties with Logan Warmoth. Chen waits, stirs that bat a little bit, takes, and that's a strike called. 0-2. Top of the order, Tim Tawa on deck. Cloudy and cool, not the biggest Saturday crowd we've seen here. But again, I'm sure Monage has a little bit to do with that. Pitch down and in for a ball. Count is 1-2. Chen taps the dish. Left-handed hitter stands in with a 1-ball, 2-strike count. Nobody on. 2 out. The bottom half of the third. No score. Stretching. Pitch and a swing and a miss. Ball got to the dirt. Shane retrieves. Throws to Brendan Malone for the out. So that's a strikeout. Put out goes 2-3. And the inning is over, and Gunner Hoagland is 9 up, 9 down. And the Rockhounds have 1 hit and 10 batters to the plate in the first 3 innings of this game. So we've got another good one and another, wow, another goose egg fest here in Hodgstown. They do this about three mornings. I'm going to go out and check the facade of the ballpark, make sure we're at Hodgetown. No score after three.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Top half of the fourth inning for the Rockhounds. Cooper Bowman leads it off. Boy, the game summary is pitching and defense. Almost end of story. First pitch swing. That ball hit to deep left field. Is that going to change things? That is Cooper Bowman. Sidewalk souvenir line drive over the left field wall. Probably a double in a lot of yards, but I don't know. That ball probably would have been close to out in our yard as well. Just a line shot in Cooper Bowman. We're talking about Cooper. He's had his struggles, but all of a sudden he's hit in three straight games, and that just a line drive solo shot. So the first three innings, total of 19 batters up. Jason Rosario singled. That was the only hit, only base runner. Swing foul back off Colby Thomas's bat, 0-1. But one pitch into the fourth inning, that changes. Cooper Bowman solo home run. Rockhounds lead 1-0 on Cooper's third of the year. Colby takes down low for a ball, 1-1. Well, through three, it was the Rockhounds, no runs, one hit. 10 batters up, one hit. Amarillo, no runs, no hits. 9 up, 9 down. 3 strikeouts for each starting pitcher. Swinging a foul back, and it's 1-2. But Cooper changes that with a line drive that cleared the left field wall. And boy, that ball got out of here, and I mean fast. Colby swings and misses. Chased, and he's out on strikes. So 4 strikeouts for Jamison Hill. The batter is Shane McGuire. He struck out his first time up. Cooper Bowman now has hit in 3 straight games. He's 3-for-10 in that stretch. McGuire swings, fly ball. That's hit deep to left, but it won't carry in there to make the play as Vukovic just short of the wall. So it's 2 men down in the fourth inning. Cooper has gone through only a couple of long stretches, and basically his last 13 games, just 4-for-44. His last 8, 2-for-26 coming in, but and the two hits in that 2-for-26 were in the last two nights, and now he adds a solo home run. The called strike to Brennan Malone, 0-1. Brennan flat out robbed of a base hit by S.P. Chen at short. So terrific glove work and one line drive, big time swing, 1-0 Hounds, ground ball, and again it's a shortstop. Chen again spins, again turns him, got him again. Oh, Brendan Malone, check your wallet, man. You have just flat gotten, well, robbed and semi-robbed. I think robbed the first time and semi-robbed this time, but a really good play by Chen back up the middle. One run, one hit, no errors, and nobody left. Well, the middle of the fourth inning, a little trivia coming up for you. In our score of this ball game, Rockhounds break on top 1-0 to the bottom of the fourth.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an optimum tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Bottom of the fourth, top of the order, second time through for Amarillo against Gunnar Hoagland. And our Hilliard Office Solutions trivia coming up today and tomorrow. We're going to salute one of the greats ever, Willie Mays. First pitch from Gunnar, that is a called strike. Jim Tawa leading it off, A.J. Vukovic and Kevin Graham to follow. Also going to do, and I was going to talk about this guy in our Astound Broadband Road to the Show. Pitch drops down low, 1-1. Steph Carey next door, who is keeping track far better than I, just passed along a really cool note. Ground ball, third base, two hops near the line for Winkler. Makes the throw in time, one man down. Tawa has twice bounced out to Winkler. The first time was a tremendous play. Brett Harris, we mentioned yesterday, got called up, made his major league debut. Brett just got his first base hit in the big leagues. It was a home run. A's are thumping Miami 13-0, bidding for a sixth straight win, and Brett Harris has homered in the major leagues. I tell you, that is absolute goosebump stuff. Swinging strike to A.J. Vukovic, it's 0-1. That is just cool. Again, on your list of good people, man, he is way up there. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-1. Guy with just a great take on the game of baseball. I think Brett has a pretty good take on life in general, and that includes playing the game. Swinging another ground ball to third. That'll be handled by Winkler, and a short hop makes the play in the throw, and Vukovic retired. Well, Vukovic has seen two very good plays retire in the first fight. Cooper Bowman. Did I write down Cooper? I sure did. That was shortstop Jack Wilson. Jack Wilson, listen to me. I keep wanting to call him his dad. Well, Vukovic has been retired on a couple of very good plays. Here's Kevin Graham now. Nobody on, two down. First pitch swing. High fly ball, foul left field, corner in hot pursuit is Colby Thomas. That ball would drift well out of play and well foul, and it's 0-1. Well, Brett Harris, congratulations. Again, just one of the terrific guys that we've had come through, and of course, there have been a lot of them. Has that great smile, too, and well, that he was grinning coming around third base. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-1. Said this a few times too, the first base coach for the A's is Bobby Crosby now. Here's a swinging strike too. So, while Brett didn't exactly get to stop at first base, got that first handshake from a guy who was his manager in the minor leagues for a good portion of his career there. And I know Bobby, like all of us, just think the world of Brett. And that's just really cool stuff. First big league hit is a home run. And the A's That game was delayed by rain, but they got it going apparently. It's 13-0, swinging a foul back in this 1-2. And you've won five games in a row. You're playing the Miami Marlins, who have had their struggles, of course, and then some, and then the rains come. The swing and a bouncer, foul, first base side. Count stays 1-2 to Graham. He popped out the third baseman, Jack Winkler, his first time. Graham waits again. He's hitting 365, off to a sensational start this season. But then the line drive, but foul. Boy, look, that got into the seats in a hurry. Look out. One ball, two strikes to count. Hounds lead 1-0 on a Cooper Bowman solo home run. Davison De Los Santos would be next. Graham really doing badly. He's fouled off three two-strike pitches. This delivery, swing and a miss. He got it. Foul tip, and Shane hangs on. So Gunnar Hoagland is perfect through four. Excellent defense behind him, and we have played four innings in Amarillo. Now, my goodness, it is not exactly typical Hodgetown stuff, but after four complete, the Hounds lead the Sod Poodles 1-0.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is the coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the fifth in Amarillo. Yep, it really is Amarillo. Shutout Thursday. Sod Poodles took the Hounds 4-0. Shutout last night. Rockhounds beat the Sod Poodles 8-0, and we played four innings. And there have been just two base hits in the game, two base runners, but one of them, Cooper Bowman, with a solo home run. The other is Jason Rosario, and he leads it off as we go to the top of the fifth. Jason swings and sends a high fly ball into left field, not deep. Drifting over and in is Vukovic, and he's got it for the out. One man down. And in the top of the fifth, here's Jack Winkler. By the great Willie Mays, turns 92 on Monday. That, of course, is an off day. And he has simply put one of the best ever. Your greatest of all time list doesn't include Willie Mays. If you have a safe top 10, better review that list. Called strike to Jack Winkler. Struck out his first time up to Jack. Jack has been really tough on the Sod Poodles. He's came into this game 15 for 32 in the season series. That's 469. Swings and sends a foul ball high in the air over the right field side of this ballpark, 0-2. Nobody on, one down, fifth inning. Rockhounds lead it 1-0. Gunnar Hoagland, I will say it with him nowhere near the mound, has four perfect innings to this point. Stretch and pitch, and that ball launched again high, and this side is going to stay in play. De Los Santos in the coaching box at first, two hands it for the out. So just not a lot going on offensively, but Cooper Bowman with a home run. This is an anniversary, and I kept this on this day in history from just not quite a week ago, but it's close to now, and close to Willie Mays' birthday on Monday, May the 6th. 1961, Giants and the Braves playing in an old yard called County Stadium, historic ballpark in Milwaukee. Denzel Clark steps in, takes a strike, struck out swinging his first time up. In that game, Willie Mays hit four home runs, each traveling more than 400 feet. He's a swing and a hard hit ball back up the middle, but Tower is there. Makes the play. Boy, that ball was scorched. Tim Tower, that's one of those that really looked like self-defense baseball on about a two-hopper, but Tower was right there to make the play. So Denzel hits it sharply, but he's out. Three up and three down. So the MO of this game continues. We are midway through game five of this six-game set in the Panhandle. Rockhounds 1, Amarillo nothing.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly. A challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Last of the fifth, middle third of the order, and Davis and De Los Santos leads it off. Ivan Melendez and J.J. D'Orazio to follow. First pitch is swung on, sent toward shortstop on a hop. Jacob Wilson has it, sets up, throws in. Got him. Almost kind of a soft line drive. Handled on a hop by Jacob, so De Los Santos bouncing out twice to the hound shortstop. And here's Ivan Melendez. Struck out his first time. Well, I mentioned that game talking about Willie Mays. And that ball game in which he hit four home runs came against the Braves at County Stadium. Here's a swing and a miss by Melendez, 0-1. That was 1961. The Braves lineup that day and through that era included Hank Aaron. Of course, in a lot of ways, a lot of us still consider him basically the all-time home run hitter because he did it right. Swing and a miss, 0-2. But certainly, I mean, one of the greatest home run hitters ever, Hank Aaron. So he had Willie Mays and he had Hank Aaron playing against one another, as they often did, Giants and Braves. Pitch, a called strike, three on the outside edge. Boy, Melendez up and right back down on strikes. Again, I mentioned Ivan's strikeout total is not as high as some other guys. That's 27. But of those, 17 have come against the Rockhounds. So Gunnar Hoagland has his fourth strikeout. Two up, two down for J.J. D'Orazio in the fifth inning. 1-0 Rockhounds. Game every bit as close and as well pitched as that score would tell you. This is with this one 1-0 to D'Orazio. So Willie Mays playing against Hank Aaron. Of course, they played the almost precisely the same era. Pitch to the corner just down and away, 2-0. And they share, I think, the all-time what, all-star appearance record at 24. One of them might have 25. I mean, it's just ridiculous. That's all-star game appearances. Pitch, and that's low ball three. So, boy, first time Gunner has gone behind much of anybody. I don't recall a 2-0 count looking at the chart here. Nope. First time he's gone 2-0, much less 3-0. Pitch to D'Orazio. Boy, that miss, yeah, it did. D'Orazio lingered at home plate. He was getting rid of the arm guard. So that is the first base runner as Gunnar Hoglund retires the first 14 batters he faced. But that also, because of the nature of this game, puts the tying run on for Wildred Patino. One on, two out. Patino takes low and away, so that's five in a row out of the zone all of a sudden. Well, can you imagine, since they played basically the same years, instead of against one another, how about Willie Mays and Hank Aaron on the same team? Bouncer, foul, wide of third, one and one. It almost happened. And it was so close, in fact, it is scary. Willie Mays was signed after being one of the outstanding players in the Negro American League, the Indianapolis Clowns, who weren't even in Indianapolis, I think, at that time. That doesn't matter. Swing, fly ball, right field. On the move, Rosario, will he get there? He will not. That ball will drop down into the corner. That may tie this ball game. Round in third base, on his way to the plate. Throw's got a chance, right on the money, and out at home plate. Rosario to Malone and on to catcher Shane McGuire. A double into the corner by Patino. DeRozio trying to score from first base, and he is thrown out. First base hit of the game for Amarillo. Let's see if they give us a quick replay on this. Doesn't look like they will. And boy, did things get interesting in a hurry. A walk, a double, but the out is made at home plate on a really good relay. Rosario to Malone to McGuire. Inning over. We'll go to the sixth. 1-0 Rockhounds.
The to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Well, it wasn't a great catch, but it's a heck of a defensive play, and defense and the Cooper Bowman home run have absolutely dominated this evening in Amarillo. First 14 batters retired by Gunnar Hoglund. He walks J.J. DeRozio on four pitches. Wildred Patino doubles into the right field corner. Jason Rosario gets there, tracks it down. Rosario, we've talked about his arm before. It's very strong. He hits the cutoff man, Brendan Malone right there, and Brendan turns and throws to Shane McGuire, and it was in more than enough time, as it turns out. So Sawtooth's trying to force the issue, but DeRozio is out at the plate, 9-3-2, and so the inning comes to an end. So it played five, Rockhounds one run, two hits, and Amarillo no runs, one hit. Each team two base runners, walking a double for the Sawtooth's. Single and a solo home run, Cooper Bowman for the Hounds. Caden Trenkel leads it off, looks to bunt, but pushed it just foul. 0-1 the count. Hoglund has been obviously outstanding. Wouldn't you know, he walks a guy and nearly turns into the first run after retiring the first 14 he saw. Gunner has given up no runs, of course. One hit, one walk, five strikeouts. Jamison Hill, one run, the solo home run, two hits, no walks, four Ks. 0-1 to Caden. Trinkle fouls it back, 0-2. Jacob Wilson and Cooper Bowman to follow in the Rockhounds' sixth inning, 1-0 score. I'm talking about Hank Aaron and Willie Mays could have been teammates. Can you imagine that? Remember, there was no such thing as free agent during their playing careers. They would have been, unless they got traded, yeah, right. Ground ball to second, handled by Tawa, and did Trinkle beat it? He did. Jamison Hill caught the throw from Tim Tawa, but good hustle by Trinkle. He beat it. Hill is really frustrated. But there's no argument from the Sawtooth's, so that's an infield single for Caden Trinkle on nothing but good hustle. It was a ground ball to second base. Tim Tawa made the play. First baseman De Los Santos broke to his right to try to handle the ground ball. It was out of his reach. Tawa got there. Hill to cover the bag, and he did get there, did make the catch, but Trinkle beat him by a quarter step, and he's on for Jacob Wilson. Jacob takes, and a called strike. He had seen two pitches at Jacob in this game. He's bounced to short and popped to second. And he gets the first pitch he likes. He will absolutely go at it. 0-1 here. Delivery is swung on, ground ball deflected by Hill, retrieved by Chen, backhanded flip, there's nobody there. And that's going to be first and third. That ball was deflected. Well, I don't think they had a play, to be honest with you. We'll see how they're going to score that. There really wasn't a play. The ball was deflected by Hill, the pitcher. When Chen got there, he tried to flip the ball to second baseman Tawa, but he flipped it over Tawa's head. So we'll see how that will be scored. I think they're still talking about this. Yeah, it should be a base hit. Base hit, and then the error on the shortstop. So, my gosh, we've gotten two plays right. So that is a single for Jacob Wilson. There was no chance to get anybody on that play. And while Chen did try to go to second, this we had an incident like this, or a situation, wasn't an incident, but a situation like this at Momentum Bank Ballpark earlier in the season, talking about a fielder's choice compared to it being a hit. There was no way they were going to get anybody on that play. And Chen made the play a desperation toss to second base, and the shortstop's throw went airborne. So it is first and third, nobody out, and the first pitch to Cooper Bowman is a strike, 0-1. Base hit for Jacob Wilson. Hounds have four hits in the game. Trinkle goes to second on the hit and to third on the throwing error by Chen. Try that little backhanded no-look flip, went over the head of Tim Tawa. First and third, nobody out. Bowman waits. Wilson bluffed as if to go. Fouled back, 0-2. Cooper 1-for-2 in the ballgame. We'll see how this unfolds, because baseball must always take priority. I want to tell you quickly the tale of how Willie Mays and Hank Aaron almost became teammates. That would have changed. Can you imagine what that would have done to the baseball landscape in the 50s and 60s, and gosh, I mean, a good solid 20 years plus. 0-2 pitch. Cooper takes low and away for a ball. I mean, they are without question two of the greatest ever. Aaron, of course, one of the greatest power hitters ever. Mays, one of the best all-around players ever. And with no free agency, they would have been together 20, 24 years. Turn, toss to first, Jacob back. Willie was playing in the Negro Leagues, and there were several teams looking at him. The Giants and the Braves were among those who were watching Willie closer. The swing and shoot, actually, is Aaron. Here is a tap or two. The pitcher, and he will go to first base for the out. Run will score. So a little tap. I'd like to get a second look at that. RBI will score. Fielder's choice. Play made at second base. Jacob Wilson out there. Caden Trinkle scores. I'd love to get a second look at that. There are times this vantage point baffles me on what Cooper was doing there. I believe just a check swing. So Jacob Wilson out at second base. Fielder's choice for Cooper. Base is empty. Run across. Unearned at this point. And let's see if Cooper's running. First pitch to Colby Thomas. That ball drilled. Left field corner. Fair or foul? The question, it is a foul ball. Jumped all over that, but just foul. Now, I've got the two greats flipped around, by the way. Willie Mays was in the big leagues with the Giants. It was Hank Aaron who was in the Negro Leagues with the Indianapolis Clowns. Both of them, by the way, played in the Negro Leagues on their way up before their contracts were purchased. So it was Hank Aaron whose contract was guy who set what we think the all-time hit streak in our franchise's history. Ground ball up the middle. Base hit! Shane McGuire will send Cooper to third. My goodness, he can flat-out run. That ball was hit into not deep right center field. It was hit sharply as Shane McGuire extends his hit streak to seven games with an 0-2 line drive to right center. And Cooper Bowman not only got from first to third, there was not even a thought of throwing to third base. So it's first and third, base hit number five for the Rockhounds, three of them in this inning. And the batter is Brendan Malone. He has bounced out twice to shortstop. That makes that run, by the way, an earned run. The bouncer foul count is 0-1. The error did not cost an out. So the two-out base hit by Shane McGuire makes the run earned. Cooper Bowman got the RBI on the fielder's choice, so he has driven in both runs in his game. Pitch sails a bit high, and the count is 1-1 to Brendan. He bounced out a couple of times. First of those on a tremendous play by S.P. Chen. One ball, one strike to count. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Pitch is swung on, left it in the air to center field. Straight away for Patino. And he's got it for the out, so the inning will come to an end. Hounds get another. They lead it 2-0. Tell you about a guy who made some franchise history with a smile on his face. And his name was Darby.
There are a few things you should know about Darby Myers. One, he's Shaquille O'Neal's cousin. Two, the man is always smiling. Three, he saved the Rockhounds 2013 season. At least for the radio guy, he did. Since the advent of the Rockhounds A's era in 1999, the team has won all six of the franchise's outright Texas League titles, played for another, and has been competitive almost every season. 2013 was a notable exception. It was just a rough season with one notable exception. Darby went 0-4 against San Antonio on July 20th. The next time he went hitless was the 31st of August. Darby Myers put together a 33-game hit streak, the longest in all of minor league baseball in 2013. Records are not complete for the early years, but we're virtually certain that the 33-gamer stands as the longest in franchise history. It was also the real deal. As we so often say, you can have a 50-game hit streak and hit 200 doing it. In the 33-gamer, Darby hit 357. In an otherwise rough season, Darby's streak gave us a story every night for more than a month on Rockhounds Radio. He turned what were otherwise the dog days of August into the Darby Myers Show with a personality to match the streak. Oh, sidebar, he was still playing last year in the independent ranks and has legally changed his name to Johnny Turbo. Well, be it Darby or Johnny Turbo, I bet he's still smiling.
Johnny Turbo. Whatever you say, Darby, whatever you say, he'll always be Darby to me. You go to the bottom half of the sixth. Rockhounds a 2-0 lead. And Gunnar Hoagland back to work. He'll face 8-9-1 in the order. Christian Robinson leads it off. Shen-Ping Chen will follow, then back up top for Tim Kawa. Gunnar looking in for the sign as Chen took a moment. Now stands in. Or Christian Robinson, forgive me. Chen is on deck. And the first pitch, a strike on the outside edge of the knees. Robinson is 0-1. He lined out sharply. Well hit ball to Denzel Clark in center field. Swings and chops one to third. Winkler charges. Got to hurry. Robinson runs well. Throw, and it is just in time. Good reach. Nope. Came off the bag, and the ball hit the deck. Brendan Malone reaching for Jack Winkler's throw. I would think he'll get the benefit of the doubt here. Will Robinson, I would think that'll be the second base hit. I've not seen the call yet. The official scorer has given another look at this. And we'll see what he comes up with. And really kind of bang-bang. Winkler had to charge and make the play. So the batter is S.P. Chen. Hard time hearing the in-house PA here. We'll see what that was scored. Throw over to first base. Checks the runner back to the bag. An in-house PA here, but isn't functioning very well. Well, I think they're going to give an error pitch. Down and away for a ball. Now, I'm going to call it an error on Jack Winkler on the throw. And that's one of those that's really almost, what, 55-45, however, almost a toss of the coin because Robinson made it close, and it wasn't an easy play. Swinging a foul back off Chen's bat, and the count goes 1-1. SP struck out in the third inning. Hunter Hoagland retiring the first 14 batters he's faced. The last three have reached. Maybe not an error. Pitch down low, 2-1, 2-1 the count. I now see what the hand signals are about. This is so cool. Forgive, that was awful. You know, there are times, by the way, there are times when, and I don't like awful radio, although I have been responsible for a good bunch of it, I know. However, there are times when it's worth it. We were trying to clarify a scoring situation, and Steph Carey next door was giving me a hand signal. Here's a pitch to the ground ball, got a chance. Diving stop by Cooper Bowman. Backhanded flip to first base for the out. Ah, what a play by Cooper Bowman. Coming right toward you and me, edge of the infield dirt, makes a diving stop, and from his basically face to the dirt, backhanded flip to Brennan Malone for the out. Runner advances, but what, again, a terrific play. Cooper Bowman, runner in scoring position, one man out, Tim Tower the batter, bottom of the sixth inning. What's that, a half a dozen, maybe five or six? Just really good plays in this game. Pitch way up and into Tower, ball one. Well, we clarified it was an error on Jack Winkler, and I was trying to figure out what Steph was trying to communicate to me. His brother Chris is doing TV for the Oakland A's. Brett Harris just hit his second home run. Here's a swing and a miss. 1-1 to Tower. He had his first big league hit just earlier today against the Miami Marlins. His first hit was a home run. Talking about former hound Brett Harris, he has hit a second. Absolutely stunning. That is, man, it almost chokes you up. I mean, he's that good a guy, and he's a tremendous player. Just, that's so cool. Foul back 1-2. Brett probably not going to be an everyday third baseman in the major leagues, and he knows that, as his role will probably be utility. But, boy, he is so capable. He's such a good glove man. And, boy, how about that? Two home runs. First two, well, at least two of his first big league hits are home runs for Brett Harris. Foul back. Now it goes 1-2. A's are all over the Miami Marlins, as they saw in that game. Stretching pitch by Gunner. Down and away for a ball. 2-2 to Tawa. Runner in scoring position. Error starting the inning. And the tremendous diving play by Cooper Bowman. Runner at second is Robinson. He runs well. Hoagland's pitch swung on and missed. He got it down and away, and Tawa out on strikes. Two down in the inning. Gunner with his sixth strikeout. That will be A.J. Vukovic. Hounds 2, Sod Poodles nothing in the sixth inning. A.J. Vukovic. Vukovic with a runner in scoring position, and he has been basically his team's best. Runner goes, pitches, swung on it, popped up. Foul ground, right field side. Anybody? Malone. Brennan will make the catch with Cooper right there. Vukovic just slammed his bat down. Runner was going, which is odd, with a good run producer at the plate and two out in the inning, but Vukovic fouls out on the first pitch. No runs or hits, one error, one man left. Well, we have played six innings, and boy, one of the more unlikely scores you'll have in this yard. After six, Hounds 2, Sod Poodles nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today.
Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
Jason Rosario leads off. He's 1-for-2. Right-hander Jameson Hill, he's pitched a solid game, trails 2-0, and Rosario pops one up. Third base side, long run for Melendez, and reaches up. Did he hang on? That's the question.
Yeah, he did.
Boy, Ivan Melendez, not known for defense, made a really nice play in foul ground earlier in this game, and that is terrific. He made that catch right against the edge of the tarp and had to lean up and keep the ball from touching the screen. Going to get a really good look at this. Boy, made the catch, hit the railing into the screen, right on the edge of the tarp down that left field line. That is really good defense. Another good play in this game. Now Jack Winkler. Jack takes a called strike, 0-1. Well, that's at least a half dozen plays, ranging from eye-popping to at least outstanding pitch. That's called strike two. Jack's kind of getting picked on in this game. Has a throwing error, and is 0-for-2 with a strikeout, a foul out, and he's down 0-2. Top of the seventh inning of this one. Swings and sends a high pop-up. Outfield grass, Tim Tawa, second baseman, got it. Two men down. Well, tell you what, we'll do some trivia for you, and I'll sneak in a little, just one last little bit of, and apologize for stretching it out so far, but the Aaron and Mays thing, which I find fascinating, but we're going to put that on hold. Two down in the seventh inning, and this one skips back to the plate. Ball 1-1-0 to Denzel. Struck out and bounced out to second. Boy, you shake your head and you look and you make sure, but the big old arch over the scoreboard says Hodgetown. But 2-0. Pitch to Denzel, called strike knee high. 1-1. Jameson Hill, big deep breath, right-hander. Hoppers down and away for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Sod Poodles are wearing Star Wars. I guess those are Star Wars design uniforms. Haven't gotten a good look at up close anyway. Pitch. Boy, got there. Called strike 2-2. But they are kind of a deep, dark red and black, very artistic design with red caps. And Jameson has a deep blue glove. The swing and a ground ball to second base. Tim Tao has got it. Looks to first in a 1-2-3 inning. Hill has pitched a really good game. Giving up just two runs, but he trails it. 2-0, Hounds go in order in the seventh. A little trivia coming up for you. Seventh inning stretch time. Saturday night baseball in the Panhandle. Rockhounds 2, Amarillo nothing.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Gunnar Hoglund going back to the mound as we go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. We'll take you after the ball game time here. Non-Googleable trivia. I will give you two of, there are a zillion facts, I think, that I could give you about this particular event, but here are two. General admission tickets for this particular event cost between $70 and $130, as best I can tell. And if you purchase a general admission ticket, you will basically not see the event at all. But you will purchase the ticket and you will be there. So $70 to $130 and you won't see the event, actually. Not much. And secondly, between the time the gates open and the end of the scheduled events, the total time is about 12 hours, this particular event. But the feature event covers less than 1% of that time. In fact, less than one-half of 1% of that time. We go to the seventh inning. Try to sneak in a more functional bit of a clue in a moment. Called strike to Kevin Graham. 3, 4, and 5 in the order for the Sod Poodles with De Los Santos and Melendez to follow. Chopper foul, first base side, 0-2. So a close game, and well, you got two bats that have been outstanding all year. Graham and De Los Santos, two of the best in the league for average. De Los Santos, one of the best in the league for everything. And Melendez, very dangerous. Pitch up high, not by much, 1-2. No activity, by the way. The bullpen right down below us, and it's vacant. Kevin Graham, 1-2 count. Left-handed hitter waits. Pitch by Hoagland. Got him! Called third strike. Graham didn't care for it, but he is out on strikes, and Gunnar Hoagland has been outstanding to this point. One down, and here's De Los Santos. One good bit of news here as he comes up, not as the tying run, because he is as dangerous as there is in the league. Came in hitting .392, he's at .384. Leads the league with 9 homers and 21 driven in. Gunner with a stretch and pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-0. Real quick now, GA tickets anywhere from $70 to $130. If you buy one, you're going to basically not be able to see the prime event. Pitch swung on and missed. Had him chasing out in front. Between gates opening and end of the overall event on this particular event we're talking about, this sporting event, the feature covers less than one-half of 1% of that time. Swing, fall back, 1-2. In fact, it's even far less than that, but you don't want to get too deep into mathematics. And you may have gotten that. The competitor which has won the feature event the most often has been a native of the state that hosts this event. Ground ball, third base. Jack Winkler there. Sets up, throws. Got him. Two down. De Los Santos grounds out routinely to Jack Winkler. And just now, activity will begin in the Rockhounds bullpen with Chase Cohen right below us. Last thing about it, it's a big deal. It draws more people than the Super Bowl, and it was conducted today in the state of Kentucky. And that's why I couldn't say what state, because, yep, the Kentucky Derby. I was just bouncing around. I was just looking at facts on the Kentucky Derby, which was run today. Swing and a foul back off the bat of Ivan Melendez. And the general admission gets you into the infield, which, of course, is huge. I mean, that's a racetrack, so that's a lot of ground. Pitch, got there. Called strike 2, 0-2 to Melendez. Gunner trying to get through 7 innings. Rockhounds 2, Sod Poodles nothing. Nobody on, 2 men down, 0-2 pitch. Hoagland fouled back. Unlike last night, though, last night, of course, was very close. The scoreless through 4 innings last evening. This is only 2-0 in the 7th. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-2. Brady Basso and 3 relievers last night, combining Colin Palouse, Jack Weisenberger, and Austin Briggs. Stretch and pitch, and that ball swung on and missed, and he got him. Gunnar Hoagland. he has had some outstanding defense behind him, and I think Gunner will be the first one to maybe point that out. But he has just gone seven innings. He has struck out eight batters. He gave up one hit and one walk. Gunner Hoglund, absolutely outstanding. We have played seven. We're in Amarillo, and the Rockhounds lead the Sod Poodles by the score of 2-0.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Right-hander Connor Grammas is on to pitch as we go to the top of the eighth inning. Well, by this time last night, Rockhounds were certainly not running away and hiding, but they had the inside track, no question about that. Tonight, it is again a scoreless side of the scoreboard for Amarillo, but it's only a 2-0 game. Jameson Hill pitched very well, went seven innings, two runs on five base hits. On my card, both runs are earned. I don't think there's any question about that. I should have checked, but I did not. No walks and four strikeouts. Solo home run by Cooper Bowman. And then Cooper will get an RBI on a fielder's choice in the sixth inning of this game, so he has driven in both runs. Now he's got a couple of singles and error compounding things in the sixth inning. So they lead it 2-0. Caden Trinkle, 1-for-2, started that sixth run rally by hustling and beating out an infield single on a very close play. So Grammas on to pitch in the eighth inning. And the pitch misses down in and dribbles away. Top of the order, Jacob Wilson and Cooper Bowman will follow. The Lions score for you after this pitch with the Rockhounds on top. Well, I think it looks like maybe they've changed scoring, perhaps. Pitch misses and it's ball two, two balls, no strike. So it might be two hits now for Amarillo. We're getting mixed signals on this. We were told a while ago that Christian Robinson reached on an error. Now that is, I guess, being credited as a hit. Called strike here, it's 2-1. According to the online box, two runs, five hits for the Rockhounds. We know that, 2-5-0, and I guess it's 0-2-1 for Amarillo. Pitch, and that is, boy, missed, I guess, just inside, 3-1 to Caden. That play was in the sixth inning. See if we can backtrack that and see if they've changed that, perhaps. The delivery, and that is no ball four. So Connor Grammas comes in and walks Caden Trinkle. Well, we'll correct our numbers. Gosh, Gunner Hoglund gave up two hits, not one. How good. How good was he? Activity continues in the Rockhounds bullpen. Grant Holman is now on pitch. Around to warm up, he will come on, it would appear. And a batter is Jacob Wilson. One man on, nobody down. Base runner is Caden Trinkle. Little chopper, Baltimore chop, but it's wild foul wide of third base. And the count 0-1. Jacob with an infield single and three trips. The Gunner's evening certainly over. Seven innings, two hits, no runs, one walk, and eight strikeouts. Right on the heels of Brady Basso's brilliant start last night. Pitch misses. Count goes 1-1. So Connor Grammas, uncharacteristically from what we have seen of him, having a little trouble navigating the zone. Throw to first base. Throw is a little wide as it turns out. Dale DeSantos made the catch right on the cleats of Caden Trinkle, but his hand was on the bag. So it's one on, nobody down, top of the eighth inning. 2-0 Rockhounds. Jacob Wilson. Wilson on the right side swings and sends one foul down the left field side. Got out in front of it a little bit. One ball and two strikes. Jacob hitting .415. And still, by the way, shy of 50 games as a pro. Just an outstanding talent. He's at the plate. Cooper Bowman, who has been the offense for the Rockhounds, is on deck. He's driven in both runs in the game. Swinging the ground ball, sharply hit down the third baseline. A diving! Got under the glove, into the corner it goes. Rounding second on his way to third is Trinkle. He will score. Stand-up double for Jacob Wilson. There will be no throw. Diving effort by Melendez. Couldn't tell if he came up with it initially, but the ball got under his glove, down the line, rattled around at the 325 mark in the left field corner, and Jacob Wilson is 2-for-4 with an RBI. Going to get another look at this. Boy, Melendez just missed getting to that or knocking it down. Going to be a base hit all the way no matter what. Good effort by Melendez, who's played well defensively in this game, but Jacob sends a double into the left field corner down the line, and that's a 3-0 game now. And Wilson at second with nobody down, so he's 2-for-4. 6 for his last 9. How's that for coming back from an 0-for-4? Pitch to Cooper, down low for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Jacob's RBI, his 17th. That ties Colby Thomas for the team lead, just outside the top 10 in the Texas League. But a 3-0 ball game. Cooper Bowman, 1-for-3, solo home run, 2 runs driven in. Swing and a miss, comes up empty. 1 ball and 1 strike. The official scorer tends to say things during the inning, just between, but not a scoring play, but forgetting, I guess, that both Steph and myself, I guess that's who he's talking to, are also on the air. Pitch swung on and missed 1-2, so I don't know what he said, but we'll try to check on it. See if it was anything earth-shattering, I guess. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Bowman waits. Ramos leans forward, now straightens up, comes set, hands in the belt. Wilson to lead off second, and a check swing, strike 3. Cooper out on strikes. So a strikeout for Ramos. Has a run on a double, a walk, and now a K. One on, one out is Colby Thomas. Colby 0-for-3. Right-handed hitter stands in. Jacob Wilson, the leadoff second base. One man down at the top of the eighth inning. Pitch, right down the middle. Fastball strike. 0-1. Well, speaking of shutouts, by the way, Frisco, oh my goodness, rough night in Corpus Christi tonight. Frisco 11, Corpus Christi nothing at Whataburger Field. And the Hooks got just 2 hits. So the Hounds would need to win, that is, to keep pace with Frisco in the South Division. Rough Riders are now 16-10. Hounds and Frisco will meet in the next road trip. Rockhounds are going to face 2 first-place teams on the next road swing. It would appear, as things stand now anyway. Swinging strike, and it's 0-2 to Colby. Hounds will go to Springfield and then Frisco. 2-week road swing. Cardinals have been the league's best since breaking from the post. Horse racing term. And the Riders and Rockhounds right now tied at the top of the South. Bluff move. No throw to second by Gramis. Colby asking something of our home plate umpire. 0-2 is the count with one man down. Shane McGuire on deck. Rockhounds now lead 3-0. Top of the eighth inning. Long set by Gramis comes to the plate. Colby takes. Down and away for a ball. 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Came into the game at 299. First time under 300 all year. He And, of course, the amazing up and down. Would have been an interesting chart. There's a swing of that ball lined but foul. Now the left field side, still 1-2. Colby started the season after taking an 0 for opening night. 17 for his next 34 from April 6th through the 14th. And then, of course, we've talked about it, the 1-for-21 series in Northwest Arkansas. And since then, kind of finding a middle ground, but really one of the most exciting players in the Texas League. Now time called, and J.J. D'Orazio out for a visit. And wrap up that thought. I'm going to read you a quick quote. This is Hank Aaron talking about which major league team he was going to sign with. And once you signed, if you were good, you weren't going anywhere. He said, I had the Giants contract in my hand, but the Braves offered me $50 a month more. This is Hank Aaron saying, that's the only thing that kept Willie Mays and me from being teammates, $50. Now, I did the math. $50 per month now would be about $600 a month, which, of course, is what your average big leaguer has rattling around in his back pocket. That is how close Willie Mays and Hank Aaron came to becoming teammates, and they would not have parted. Not in that era. Mays and Aaron together for 20, 25 years? How would that have changed the landscape? 1-2 pitch. Drops down and away 2-2. First time I saw that, I thought that was really just kind of a cool story. And, oh, my, you know, hey, Hank and Willie almost played together. But there was no free agency. Only an idiot would have traded any of them, of course. So 20 to 25 years of Hank Aaron and Willie Mays on the same team. When the, if you're a baseball historian at all or a solid fan, think about that. Stunning. Ground ball. Shortstop. Chen charges. Makes the play. Flips the first. Colby hustles out by a half step. 6-3 put out. Advancing to third, Jacob Wilson for Shane McGuire. That would have to be the all-time 1-2 punch. Garrigan Ruth, I guess. That's pretty tough. That's pretty tough to top as well. But can't think of another that would rival that. Aaron and Mays. And again, for what would have to be 20 to 25 years. Oh, well. Love that story, though. Pitcher called strike to Shane McGuire on the inside edge. Shane in the ballgame, 1-for-3, extended his hit streak to 7 games. Has only 7 hits, 1 per game, but he's hitting better than 350 in the streak. Also draws some walks. Takes up and in for a ball, 1-1. If you go 1-for-5 in each of those games, that's a 200 average, but again, he has 7 hits in 19 ABs. So 360 or so. Here's the stretch and pitch. Takes up high for a ball. 2 balls to strike. Struck out in his first at bat, that was. Flew out to deep left his second time up on a well-hit ball. And singled to right center his last time. 1-for-3. Hounds catcher. Left-handed hitter Shane McGuire. Here's the stretch and pitch to him. A swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. Leadoff walk to Caden Trinkle. Double into the left field corner off the bat of Jacob Wilson. Scores Trinkle. 3-0 Hounds. Cooper Bowman a strikeout. Colby Thomas bounced to short. And a 2-2 count to Shane McGuire. Jacob Wilson, the leadoff third base now. Shane asks for time. Wheels that bat around a couple of times. Sky darkening around us now, heading into nighttime. Pitch to Shane, fouled back into that darkening backdrop. Downtown Amarillo. It's off the first base side of this ballpark. Not an overwhelming skyline, of course. Amarillo National Bank is rather prominent, I might add. A little chopper, that's a foul ball off the foot, maybe. Oof, Warren Shane leaning over on the baseball bat, so you know that one was right off the foot. Yeah, the first base side and the grass berm, and everybody on this side of the ballpark, every time you look that way, you see the top of that bank building in downtown Amarillo. A little free advertising, not bad. Of course, he had to buy a building. Pitch up high for a ball count, goes 3-2. I guess it wasn't free. Bonus advertising here. It has been a largely calm night. The breeze just enough to stir the flags a little bit, but not much. Very unusual for the panhandle. Pitch up high, ball four. Boy, he tends to draw some bases on balls. That's 12 against 8 strikeouts for Shane. So second walk of the inning puts runners at first and third for Brennan Malone. If I did not give you Jamison Hill's numbers, again, he goes 7 innings. He gave up just 5 hits. Only 2 runs, came in with a 9 ERA. He did not walk a batter, struck out 4, pitched well. But Gunnar Hoglund pitched better. Gunner's day done. Grant Holman staying warm in the bullpen. Stretch and pitch by Grammas. And down the middle for a called strike to Brennan Malone. Brennan 0 for 3. He's bounced out to shortstop. The first of those on an absolutely brilliant play by Shen-Ping Chen. Right-handed hitter waits. Runner at first base goes. That's Shane McGuire. That's a stolen base. That's his second. I love it. They had him held on, so that's a steal for Shane. I don't think you can call that defensive indifference. First baseman and I wasn't looking directly at it, but I think De Los Santos was holding him on. So second and third, and that does change the complexion here. 1-1 pitch is up and in. Count goes 2-1. Base hit would probably score 2. So Shane adds a stolen base. Hounds have not run a lot in this series. And, of course, a lot of that's so very situational. See how the game unfolds. But when the opportunity presents itself, I promise you, Gregorio Petit, as a manager, will have the guys on the move. 2-1 count to Malone. 3-0 Rockhounds in the top of the eighth inning. Pitch a swing and a miss. Drop to the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Brennan. Now re-wrap the batting gloves, says the Rockhounds first baseman. Number one on the back of that bright orange Hounds jersey. Second and third, the runners, 2-2 the count. Graham is set, delivers the 2-2 pitch, down and away. Count goes full. First base open, so it won't affect the base runners at all. Jacob Wilson on at third, and Shane McGuire on at second. Ramos comes set. 3-2 pitch. Nope, down and away. Ball four. He has walked 3 batters now in this inning, along with the double by Jacob Wilson. So they are loaded up for Jason Rosario. See a visit to the mound. Yep, kind of saw that coming. Don't know if this will be a change. See if it's Tim Bogar. I think it's Tim, the manager, coming out. Has not signaled to the bullpen yet. But, yeah, that's going to be it. So he has made the move, and Tim Bogar will leave Connor Grammas. I don't remember Grammas struggling at all with command when we have seen him, but yeah, I guess overall he has. 10 walks against 8 strikeouts coming in. And he walked 3 batters in this inning, so he'll depart with 1 run in, and the base is full. Sod Poodles down 3-0 in this game. There are 2 men down in the inning. Hounds trying to add to it. It's 3-0 lead. Each of the last 2 games of this series, teams have exchanged shutouts. It was 4-0 a couple of nights ago with Amarillo defeating the Hounds, and 8-0 last night. The Hounds over the Sod Poodles. So bases loaded last, or top rather, of the eighth. check here on the pitcher. It is Taylor Rashi who will come on. They're wearing stylish uniform numbers here, and those are really neat. They're Star Wars uniforms, of course, this being Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. That still feels odd to say, no matter how many times you say it. But they're very stylish, and that 3 looks like an 8 on his back. 2-3 is the uniform number, so Rashi is on the pitch. And he will face Jason Rosario. Jason, a late addition to the lineup this evening. Junior Perez was a late scratch, but Jason 1-for-3. Extends a nice little hit streak to 5 ball games, and now he's got the bases full. So there are 2 down at the top of the 8th inning. Rockhounds lead 3-0, trying to extend it here. Taylor Rashi has had a very up-and-down season. That ERA north of 9. Delivery an off-speed pitch. Did get there. Didn't hear the call. That was 71 miles an hour. So I say off-speed, not messing with you. Rashi set, and Grant Holman continues to loosen in the Rockhounds bullpen. He's been down there a while. The pitch is down and in. Count is 1-1. So Grant, of course, is throwing intermittently just to stay warm. Grant and Pedro Santos have both closed games for the Rockhounds. Grant actually leads the league with 4 saves. But he'll come on in the 8th inning in this game. Here's the pitch from Rashi. That bounces up there. And the runner going to try to score. Jacob Wilson, did he get there? He did. That is heads-up base running. Jacob Wilson. And that'll be a wild pitch, but that didn't bounce away very far at all. Boy, I mean, you got to make up your mind right now. He did. I'm looking again. He clearly got there. My goodness. Boy, add another element. All 3 runners eventually did move up. With 2 down in the inning, Jacob Wilson. Boy, you ought to get a half an RBI on that. Comes home. The alertness that takes along with speed and all that stuff. Pitch down and in. And that'll run the count now to 3-1. But the alertness that takes is special. Jacob Wilson scores. It is 4-0 Rockhounds. Pitch, and that'll get there to send the count full 3-2. Now, you and I have been traveling this road for better than 3 decades, and obviously there may have been times we've seen a guy score on a pitch that got only that far away from the plate. That was just outside the batting circle. I mean, just. But it's been rare to see that. And that is a ball, and that will walk Jason Rosario. So the bases are loaded again. Only 1 hit in the inning, and that was Jacob Wilson. So the Hounds in this inning have 4 walks. Wilson has a double, an RBI, and a run. Bases are full for Jack Winkler, and he swings and pops one foul. Giving pursuit is De Los Santos out of room, I think. Yep, that falls down to the seats below us. Jack 0-for-3 in this game, so he's down to 309, started the game at 321. We're still at that point in the season. We're still shy of 100 at-bats for most players. It was Patino. Now, Wildred Patino of Amarillo just passed 100 ABs. So you start to look at averages a little bit more closely with a little more validity, I think. Pitch down and away, 1 ball and 1 strike to Winkler. Bases full, 2 men out, 4-0 Rockhounds, top of the 8th inning. Winkler waits, 1-1 count, stretch and pitch by Rashi, and that ball is hit toward third base. That is going to get down for a base hit. Jack Winkler drives the single into left field. 1 run scores, 2 run scores, first and third, and the Hounds lead this thing 6-0 in the 8th inning. Jack Winkler, 0-for, no more in this game, drives in 2 more. Jack with a single to left field. Boy, and that just eluded the glove of Melendez, moving to his left, Chen moving to his right. But neither guy could get there. Jack drives in two, closes a very rough book of an inning on Connor Gramis. Now Denzel, he steps in, takes a called strike. Rockhounds have batted around in this inning, and they have now scored four times. All four runs go to Connor Gramis in two-thirds of an inning. That's a rough outing. Only gave up one hit, four runs, but he walked four batters. Gave up that one hit, as mentioned. Pitched to Denzel, missed one and one. Jason Rosario, good speed, came from first to third on the single by Jack Winkler. Winkler's 14th and 15th RBIs. Jack has been really good with runners in scoring position for the Hounds, and he was again here. Pitch down and away for a ball. Jacob Wilson has been best, and he does have a single in this game with a runner in scoring position. So Jacob's now 11 for 21, better than 500. Scoring position. Here's a line drive to right field off the bat of Denzel going back and over the shoulder. Robinson makes the catch. Oh, my. Denzel just scorched that ball. Line drive opposite field, track down by Robinson over the shoulder in right center. But the Rockhounds put a four spot on the board in the eighth inning. And we will see where we go from here. In the middle of the eighth in Amarillo, the Rockhounds now lead the Sod Poodles 6-0.
List you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half-tons, three-quarter tons, one-tons, two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Well, this ball game has followed last night's pattern, at least so far. Reminder, there are two innings still to go in terms of Amarillo coming to the plate. But, boy, last night, solid hitting, tremendous pitching, and, of course, the brilliant defense, most notably one play by Denzel Clark. Tonight, the pitching every bit as good, maybe even a tinge better, and the defense tremendous, along with enough hitting. First pitch swing, J.J. DeRozio off the delivery by Grant Holman fouls it back. It's 0-1. So Grant on in the eighth inning. DeRozio, Patino, and Robinson, 6, 7, and 8 in the order. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-1. Gunnar Hoglund, 7 innings, 2 hits. Again, and that's with one change. And that was a tough, that was a 50-50 call, we said at the time. Infield single instead of an error on Jack Winkler. Pitch is a called strike, and the count goes 1-2. So Gunnar, 7 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. An absolute career performance to this point in his career by Gunner. Here's a swing foul tip. Shane McGuire hangs on. Ninth whip overall for the Hounds, and Grant Holman with a strikeout coming into the ballgame. One down in the eighth inning. Well, I mean, it is impressive goose eggs in this ballpark, just unusual. Certainly not the norm. Pitched down and away to Patino, ball one. Wildred, one for two. He struck out in the third and doubled into the right field corner in the fifth. Pitched down and away for a ball. Of the three base runners that Gunner surrendered, they came in succession. The last two batters of the fifth and the leadoff batter in the sixth. And of course, that one turned out to do no damage. The pitch to Patino swung on and missed 2-1. After retiring the first 14 batters of the game, Gunner gave up a walk to J.J. D'Orazio with two outs in the fifth. Patino, who is now at the plate, doubled into the right field corner, but the Rockhounds denied the run as D'Orazio tried to score. There's a ball well struck center field, Denzel there. Boy, a line drive to center. There have been some well-hit baseballs in this game. Most of them have been caught. That one pretty much right at Denzel. So there are two men down, and Christian Robinson will be the batter. Robinson lined out to Denzel back in the third. Then what was changed to an infield single. And I really think that's probably the no such thing as a correct call when judgment is involved. But I think that's certainly agree with that judgment. Takes a called strike. Does Robinson 0-1. And remember, when that play was made in the fifth inning, it was a 1-0 ball game. Much like last night's scoreless when Denzel made his brilliant play. The defense all the bigger. Boy, fastball right down the chute. Or nope, inside maybe. I've got, how do I say right down the chute? This is Amarillo. I can't see the chute. One ball and one strike to Christian Robinson. Grant comes set. Nobody on. Two out. Right-handed hitter takes, and that's down low for a ball. The count is 2-1. Eighth inning of this ball game. We've made the journey fully into night now. Sky pitch black all around us. Holman's pitch, and that's Tapper. First baseman to make the play. Brennan underhands to Grant, covering the bag. 3-1 put out. Nicely done, just like they practice in spring training and every once in a while during the season. Three up, three down, and boy, it has been something to witness over the last couple of nights in Amarillo. Not done yet. I've got a teacher who isn't going to like that. Not finished yet. But we'll go to the top of the ninth. Rockhound 6, Amarillo nothing.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B. Where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
It is Star Wars night here. They have a bunch of the characters here. The only one that really looks like himself is Darth Vader, but then again, that's just an outfit. Yeah, that's. I'm not sure I'm buying into the Princess Leia here tonight, but that's okay. These folks are having a really good time on Star Wars night. And, well, they are kind of, but then again, the scoreboard is saying otherwise. The Rockhounds lead the Sawpoodles 6-0, top half of the ninth inning. Taylor Rashi goes back to the mound, and he will face the guy who led off the eighth inning as Caden Trinkle leads it off. 1 for 2 plus a walk. Takes a called strike, 0-1 to Caden. Fouled out the third baseman, Ivan Melendez, in the third. Infield single and scored in the sixth. Walked and scored in the eighth. Browns have had good contributions, pretty well top to bottom in the order. Quick call, strike two to Trinkle. Jacob Wilson and Cooper Bowman will follow. Cooper responsible for the first two runs of the ballgame, and that was through seven innings. Pitch drops down and in, one and two. And again, this ballgame extremely close until the eighth inning. It was still just 2-0 going to the top of the eighth. So the Hounds battered around, scored four. Jack Winkler, two RBIs. Jacob Wilson taking care of the other two. Swing and a miss and a fastball from Rashi. And out on strikes is Caden Trinkle. So one man down, but a one for three night. Good night for Caden Trinkle at the dish. Top of the order is Jacob. He's two for four. Infield single in the sixth. He doubled down the left field line into the corner, driving home a run in the eighth. Went to third on a bounce out, scored on a wild pitch that wasn't that far off the plate. Pitch down, low ball one. It's one of those where you are genuinely surprised to see the runner breaking for the plate, but he got there. The 1-0 pitch takes just outside, ball two, 2-0. Jacob dropped all the way down to 392 a couple of days ago after the 0 for 4 Thursday. Swings and fouls this one back. Went 4 for 5 last night. He's 2 for 4 tonight with a double. 422 as he steps to the plate. Switch and pitch, and that ball's hit high in the air, right field toward the corner. Long run, Robinson, fair or foul? The question over the shoulder, can he make the play? He can't! That ball's into the corner. Jacob Wilson, stand-up double. He is 3-for-5 after a 4-for-5 night last night. Opposite field double, Robinson unable to get there. Well, this is one of the more special starts we have seen. Well, Robinson just missed that, could not track that down. I think he'd probably like another shot at it, but that ball was tailing toward the right field corner. That's a long run and a tough over-the-shoulder catch. So double for Jacob. He's on for Cooper Bowman, one down in the ninth inning. Cooper, a solo home run and an RBI bounce out. Actually, a fielder's choice more accurately. It's up high for a ball, 1-0. JT Ginn tomorrow afternoon for the Rockhounds. Don't know if they've announced a starter for Amarillo. They're pitching, I think, by committee. So, yeah, nobody's been announced. It'll be a bullpen game for Amarillo, as was opening night. Pitch. Got the inside corner of the knees, 1-1. Most times Kyle Sutz barks out the strike call loud enough we can hear it up here, but every once in a while he doesn't, and he's got that delay before the arm motion. And that's a called strike, knee high. Cooper kind of took a second quick glance back, 1-2. Well, Grant Holman apparently going to be called upon for a two-inning performance here, not a save, because it's six. It was a 2-0 game when he started warming. Nobody in the bullpen. The swing and a miss. Cooper out on strike. So it's 1-for-5. The one, however, a solo home run. Couple of runs batted in. Still a bit of a struggle for the Hounds second baseman, who can add so much to a lineup. He's got some speed. Of course, he's got some speed. He's got tremendous speed and is a very intelligent base runner. Really good base stealer and has some pop to go with it. He struggled out of the gate, but has a home run in this game. Colby Thomas swings and pops one up. First base side near the line. Davison De Los Santos got it. Foul territory. First base side. Inning is over. No runs on a base hit. No errors. One man left. Another three-hit game for Jacob Wilson tonight. After a four-hit game last evening. Great defensive play and some brilliant base running. Other than that, didn't do a thing. Special talent. I'm telling you, folks, special talent. Go to the bottom of the ninth inning, and after 8.5, Hounds bidding for, well, I'll let you guess, Hounds 6, Amarillo nothing.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies.
including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Well, the arch on the scoreboard says Hodgetown, but boy, we haven't seen the likes of this, and believe me, neither have they. Won't go very far into this, but boy, a goose egg on the board for the third consecutive night, potentially. Not necessarily the case just yet. Rockhounds lead the game 6-0, 9-1-2 in the order. That'll be Chen-Ping Chen, Tim Tawa, A.J. Vukovic. And you get into, well, beginning really with Vukovic, a very dangerous stretch of the order. Vukovic, Graham, De Los Santos, Melendez. And then Grant Holman back. I started to say a two-inning save, but again, when he started to warm up in the bullpen, it was a 2-0 game. But a four spot for the Hounds in the eighth. First pitch swing, and Chen fouls it back, 0-1 to SP. Now, he's been the victim of one of a bunch of outstanding defense in this game. Cooper Bowman made a sliding play on the edge of the outfield grass and threw without getting back up. Little dribbler back to the mound. Holman's got it. Throw to first for the out. Chen retired, one down in the ninth inning. And the batter, Tim Tawa, he is 0 for 3. He's bounced out to third base. Jack Winkler, in fact, the first batter up for Amarillo in this ballgame. After the Sawtooles got a really good play by Tawa. Tawa bounced out in a really terrific play by Jack Winkler at third base. Tawa takes. High strike, 0-1. One out, ninth inning. Rockhounds 6, Amarillo nothing. Pitch is up high for a ball. It's one ball and one strike. Tawa, 256. He has started the year with Reno, the AAA stop for the Diamondbacks. Was struggling a bit there. Was assigned back to Amarillo during their stay at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Sends a line drive left field. Colby Thomas on the move. He'll have to play the ball on a hop. And Tawa with a line drive base hit. So one on here in the ninth inning. And with one man down, the batter will be A.J. Vukovic with Kevin Graham on deck. That was a sharply hit ball by Tawa. Tawa 1-for-4 in this game. And he's hitting about 340 or so in the season series against the Hounds. Swinging a ground ball out to second. Here's Cooper. Flip to Jacob on to first. The Hounds have shut out the Sod Poodles twice in a row. Never thought I'd say that at Hodgetown, ever. Double play ends this ball game, 4-6-3. The Rockhounds won 8-0 last night. They win 6-0 tonight. Did everything they did last night. Not quite as much run production, but certainly enough. That four-run eighth inning is huge. The pitching was, boy, as good and frankly even a bit better than last evening, and the defense off the charts at times. No runs on a base hit, and by the way, last night a three-hitter, tonight a three-hitter. My goodness gracious. And overall, that's three consecutive shutouts at Hodgetown. There have now been 16 shutouts in 280 games in this ballpark, either for or against the Sod Poodles. 16 in 280 games, three of them in the last three nights. By the way, Gregorio Petit, thank you. I'll only say this once because it's not meant for self-gratification at all. I think this is just kind of cool. Sometimes I'm thinking, you know, karma will get you. Today happens to be my birthday, and look where the broadcast is, right at the at my favorite place in Hodgetown. G said that the Hounds, I won't put it the way he did, but he said the Hounds would get a victory this evening substantially. So thank you, G, for the nice birthday present. No ribbon, no card necessary. Rockhounds win it 6-0. Back-to-back shutouts. We'll check the numbers after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud, the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, 6 runs on 8 hits, no errors, 6-8-0 for the Hounds. For Amarillo, no runs, 3 hits, 1 error, 0-3-1. Cooper Bowman had the game's only home run. It was the first run of the game, game-winning RBI when you look at it in retrospect. And for Cooper, that is his third of the season. He had 2 RBIs, bringing his total to 11 on the year. So 6-8-0 for the Rockhounds, 0-3-1 for Amarillo. Hounds stranded 7. Amarillo stranded 2, bounced into 1 double play and had a runner thrown out at home plate earlier in this ball game as well. They doing fireworks again here tonight? Here's your answer. Apparently they are. Yep, yeah, they certainly are. All right. I did not know that was coming here on Star Wars night. Well, they're also going to uncurl the tarp. I guess we have some weather on the way on top of everything else. Winning pitcher in this game, and it was just absolutely tremendous for the Rockhounds, is Gunnar Hoglund. 7 innings, gave up just 2 base hits in this ballgame. Did Gunnar. He is now 3-1 with a 3.48 ERA. Grant Holman, no save, but 2 scoreless innings. By the way, he has not allowed a run so far in relief on the year. The loss goes to Jameson Hill, and in his defense, he pitched well in this game. Did Hill. He also went 7, gave up 2 runs on 5 hits, no walks, 4 strikeouts. That'll win you a lot of ball games, but not the case tonight. Absolutely stunning. 3 consecutive shutouts at Hodgetown, the last 2 by the Rockhounds, 8-0 last night, 6-0 tonight. We'll take a final look at this ball game, get you set for Saturday afternoon and the series finale in just a couple of moments. We'll give you the numbers, take a look ahead right after this as Rockhounds Radio continues from Amarillo.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
By the way, I just looked at the scoreboard. The Oakland A's defeated the Miami Marlins 20-4. They had 21 hits. They scored 10 runs in the third inning to the A's in that ballgame. And I'm trying to see. I've got to check the box score. This was some of the coolest news that we got absolutely all night long. Brett Harris, who made his double-A, or I'm sorry, I've seen double-A. Listen, sorry about that, Brett. Made his big league debut yesterday. Brett Harris went 2 for 5, his first 2 hits as a major leaguer, home runs. And apparently it got something going. Again, a 10-run third inning, a 20-4 win for the A's. And they've now won 6 in a row. Tip of the cap to our friend Brett Harris. And, boy, that's a tip of the cap to a ball player and a person visiting with Steph Curry, voice of the Side Poodles. Steph and his brother Chris worked the Arizona Fall League last season and had a chance to visit with Brett a little bit and came away with the very same impression that I have always had as well. And that is just an absolute tremendous person. And Steph gave me that news. His brother Chris is now part of the Oakland A's television broadcast crew, working with Dallas Braden, among others, and gave me that news about the 2 home runs from Brett. Just outstanding stuff. Really terrific. In this ball game, again, scoreless until the 4th inning. Both pitchers really sharp and tremendous defense. Really too many plays to go back and just try to recount, but there was outstanding defensive work from both ball clubs in this game. Top of the 4th inning, Cooper Bowman lines the first pitch of the inning over the left field wall, solo home run. As it turned out, unlikely as that would be enough. Rockhounds get a trio of singles in the 6th inning with an error involved as well. And Cooper Bowman's fielder's choice will drive home the 2nd run of the game. It was 2-0. It was still 2-0 going to the 8th inning. Grant Holman was getting up and warming in a potential save situation in a very close game. But the Rockhounds against Connor Grammis out of the bullpen would score 4 times in the 8th inning. Caden Trinkle walked. Jacob Wilson drove a double down the left field line into the corner. Caden scored to make it 3-0. With 2 men out, Shane McGuire walked. Brennan Malone walked. That brought on Taylor Rasheed. And on a wild pitch that got only a little bit out of the batting circle on the first base side, Jacob Wilson comes home and scores, and that made it 4-0. Jack Winkler capped it with a 2-run single. 6-0 is the final. So, again, the numbers, 280 home games as of tonight for Amarillo. That's regular season. Don't think there were shutouts in the playoffs here. But in 280 games, there have now been 16 shutouts total, and 3 of them in the last 3 days. And the Sod Poodles, in fact, have been shut out only 7 times at home ever, 2 of the 7 in the last 2 ballgames. Absolutely remarkable. Hounds lead the series 3-2. Frisco was a solid winner, a runaway winner at Corpus Christi. So the Hounds and Frisco both 16-10 entering play tomorrow. JT Ginn, that's going to be it for the fireworks, right? Big finale? There we go. That's scary. Now I'm getting the pace of their fireworks show here in Amarillo. JT gets the start tomorrow. He was the starter in the opener as well for the Rockhounds. In 3-1 with a 4.81 ERA. Bullpen day for the Amarillo Sod Poodles tomorrow. 12:55 will be our broadcast time. 1:05 will be our first pitch. Well, they are unfurling the tarp, so maybe some rain in the area, at least the possibility of it. Hope Ma Nature won't interfere tomorrow with a 1:05 start time, and then the guys will head for home and open a homestand against the Tulsa Drillers beginning on Tuesday morning. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards in Amarillo, where I'm about to get choked out by the fireworks smoke. Thank you very much for all of us with the Hounds. So much. Very, very grateful to you for joining us here this evening. Our thanks as the Hounds defeat the Sod Poodles by the final score of 6-0. So until tomorrow afternoon, Bob Hards saying good night, Red. Good night, Leo. Good night, Mr. Scully. And good night, my friends from Hodgetown.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.